For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller. This week in Kentucky politics, Rand Paul was one of the few politicians to defend President Donald Trump's summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Governor Matt Bevin's administration restored vision and dental benefits to almost 400,000 people on Medicaid after taking them away earlier this month. Public health advocates warn the reversal could be short-lived. And Kentucky's bourbon industry ramped up its warnings about how a trade war would impact the state's signature industry. Capitol reporter Rylan Barton has this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
Much of this week's news cycle was spent parsing apart President Trump's meeting with Vladimir Putin in Helsinki. With the Russian president by his side, Trump contradicted U.S. intelligence findings that Russia had interfered in U.S. elections and called investigations into the matter a, quote, disaster for our country. Most politicians on both sides of the aisle condemned Trump's comments, or at very least reinforced the notion that Russia is not our ally. But Kentucky Senator Rand Paul rushed to the president's defense, saying critics suffered from Trump derangement syndrome. Here he is on the PBS NewsHour.
If there weren't such acute hatred for Trump, such a Trump derangement syndrome on the left, I think if this were President Obama, and it could have actually been President Obama early in the first term when they were trying to reset our relations with Russia, that could have easily had a meeting like this, and the left and the media would have had a love fest.
Paul is adept at seizing the spotlight at critical moments during national debates, like when he helped hold up Republican attempts to repeal Obamacare for not going far enough. He's also been a vocal critic of Trump. The two famously sparred during Republican presidential debates in 2015 and 2016. On national television, Trump made fun of how Paul looks, and Paul called Trump an orange-faced windbag. He also voiced concern about Trump's ability to negotiate with international leaders.
Do we want someone with that kind of character, that kind of careless language, to be negotiating with Putin? Do we want someone like that to be negotiating with Iran?
But this week, Paul's support for the president was steadfast when the Senate considered a resolution to support the intelligence community's Russia findings and demand that Trump speak with special counsel Robert Mueller. Paul blocked it.
This has got to stop. This is crazy hatred of the president. This is crazy partisanship that is driving this.
Kentucky's senior senator, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, has said the Senate will have hearings on sanctioning Russia. Also this week, Governor Matt Bevin restored dental and vision benefits to about 400,000 Kentuckians on Medicaid after public outcry. The state had stripped the benefits after a court blocked Bevin's changes to the Medicaid system last month. Before the benefits were reinstated, Kentucky Health Secretary Adam Meyer said the state was waiting to take action until the feds re-review Bevin's plan.
We're hopeful to have some direction from them soon as far as where their head's at, and then it'll allow us to make a more informed decision as well.
A court said that federal officials who approved the plan disregarded public opposition to it and ordered them to consider how the changes would affect health coverage. The Federal Department of Health and Human Services has opened a new 30-day public comment period on the plan. And leaders of Kentucky's bourbon industry are voicing concern that retaliatory tariffs from Europe, Canada, and Mexico will offset distilleries' massive growth over the past decade. Kentucky Distillers Association President Eric Gregory said the impact could be felt across the state.
And it could really trickle down to hurt everybody down the line, because we are such a key part of Kentucky's economy. We have the second highest job spinoff factor in the state.
Gregory has invited leaders from spirits companies across the world to Louisville for a whiskey summit in which they'll discuss ways to prevent an escalating trade war. That's it for your distilled rundown of the news out of Frankfort this week. For the Kentucky Public Radio Network, I'm Rylan Barton.